Want access to search and listen to the entire webmasterradio.fm archive of over 1,500 podcasts commercial-free? Just become a webmasterradio.fm elite member for less than 99 cents a day. Otherwise, the last 60 days of content are on the house. Webmasterradio.fm. We're everywhere.
Don't be fooled by your web analytics. If you think your web analytics are giving you all the information needed to manage your paid search accounts, you'd be shocked to see what they're not telling you. How are you tracking sales received over the phone that resulted from your PPC ads? Now, you can track call-in sales by campaign, search engine, and keyword with Engine Ready Call Analytics. Optimize top spending keywords with more accurate tracking and achieve higher PPC profitability. Get started now tracking your PPC call-in sales with Engine Ready Call Analytics. Visit EngineReady.com to see how easy and inexpensive accurate call-in tracking can be. EngineReady.com.
Feeling better, looking better, making life better. It's Life Tips. We'll explore the latest innovations, introduce you to the latest products, and bring you the tips from experts and environmental pioneers to help you lead a better life. Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, wiser. Welcome your hosts, Byron White and Amanda Smith.
Hey everybody, this is the Life Tips Show this week. I am flying solo. This is Mandy. Actually, Byron is a little booked up today, so he's going to be working with some of our writers not on air. We actually just did our writers call this week, and it went incredibly well. All of our great writers called in. We had a great conversation with everyone about some of the big changes that are going on here at Life Tips. And we're very excited to get our writers community fired up about all these great new changes. This week, I'm going to be doing this all by myself. That never goes well. But we will be having Jenny Ford on with us today to talk to us about cash smart kids and how to raise your kids to be entrepreneurial, wealthy, and confident, which I am personally very interested to hear about. Normally, this is the part where Byron and I talk about some really cool tips. So I'm just going to give you my own tip of the week. Since we are heading into spring cleaning, this is the time of the year to do it. I know you've been putting it off all season, but you got to get around to it. You've got a lot of dust and allergens building up in the house. You've got to get them out. And just opening the window is not good enough. You really got to get down and get dirty. Air everything out. Beat the sheets outside. Get the mattresses cleaned out. Do all the washing. Get all the sweaters out of your closet. Don't be afraid to use that vinegar and lemon solution that I told you about a couple weeks ago. You need to clean everything. You've had a lot of dust set on your house, and it's going to really, you know, make things worse for your allergen problems. On that note, once you're done cleaning your house, you should take it outside, clean out the garage. This is where you get the whole family involved. Get the whole family to help you clean out the garage. That's the poopy part. Once you get everything cleaned out, then you have a yard sale. You get the kids involved. I'm sure they've got some old books and toys sitting around the house that they're not playing with anymore. Maybe some clothes they've grown out of that are still nice clothes. You have a family-wide yard sale. It's a lot of fun. You teach the kids how to sell their leftover stuff. You teach them how to negotiate. I mean, it's a good opportunity for kids to get involved with very simple business dealings. It's a great way to get the whole family involved. And then at the end of the day, you take all the money that you've raised and you put it towards something cool, family fun night, go to the movies, maybe put it in the vacation fund. Either way, yard sales are a great idea. This is the time of year to do it. You can get rid of all your old junk and make room for all sorts of cool new stuff. So that is my tip of the day, and I have rambled on long enough. We are going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking with Jenny Ford. So be right back.
Life Tips will be right back after this short break.
Hey, what's that sound coming from your computer?
That's the sound of me making money with referback.com. They've shown me how to... Referback.com show me how to turn clicks on my existing site into cash. Referback gives you free banners, mailers, even your own personal account manager.
Oh, can they help me make money off my blog too?
Absolutely. Your websites, your blogs, they can all be making you money. You can even earn 50% commission on your first month. Put some... into your website. Just visit referback.com.
The Web Marketing Association is now accepting entries for the 2008 Web Marketing Awards. The Web Marketing Awards recognizes the best websites from nearly 100 industries. Web Marketing Awards winners receive an image plaque, certificate of achievement, higher visibility for your company, valuable feedback from our expert judges, links to your site from the highly ranked Web Awards site, and a press release from PR Web. Visit www.webaward.org to nominate your company, site, or organization. Hurry, deadline for entries is May 31st, 2008. It's the Web Marketing Association's 12th Annual International Web Marketing Awards. Go to www.webaward.org. Sign up today.
And now back to Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, and wiser. Here are your hosts.
And we're back, everybody. How's everyone doing today? Hope everybody's great with beautiful spring weather we're seeing. Jenny, are you here?
Yes, I am, Anna. Thank you for having me.
Hi, Jenny. I'm so happy that you could join us today. Normally, we do a lot of environmental stuff on the show, but today we're going to be talking about something that I think is really important, and this is how to raise your kids in an entrepreneurial, you know, with a good entrepreneurial foundation. Teaching kids how to save money, all these things are very important life lessons, and I think a lot of families overlook some of these things. I know allowances are very easy to sort of teach kids the value of money, but I'd like to hear more from you about some of the work that you're doing with it. So let's start off with Cash Smart Kids. What's the website all about?
Well, Amanda, a few years ago, my children started a business of their own, so they were aged between 9 and 12, and they were breeding rats. They had pet rats and selling the baby rats to pet shops as a business. And I found people were sort of quite interested to hear that kids were doing this, and they were making good money because they were marketing the rats well. That came out of they were afraid that people were going to buy them to feed them to snakes, and they didn't want that to happen to these little rats that they adored. So they gave each rat a birth certificate and like a pedigree so that the pet shops could charge more for them. And, of course, if people were paying more for the rats, they weren't going to feed them to a snake. Mm-hmm. And people were really interested when they heard this story, and I found myself saying very similar things over and over to different people about how they could get their kids going in the same sort of a way. Mm-hmm. So what I decided to do in the end was put it all in a website, so that people who are interested in doing that could go to the website, and then I wasn't saying the same thing over and over, and I could also reach a whole lot more people.
Now,
So what we have on Cash Smart Kids is we have a whole lot of information for parents who want to teach their kids money skills, how to earn their own money, how to save money, and how to get started in investing.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're also working on a great book project right now that is tied in with this whole concept. What is that about?
I'm working with another author, Peter Economy, who's written a lot of business books, on a project to raise funds for microfinance charity. So we're going to write a book on this subject for parents or for families about getting kids started with money, getting the good money habits in place, and getting kids started in business. And everything that we make out of the book, we're going to donate to microfinance charity. What microfinance does is it makes small loans to people who are in developing nations so that they can start businesses or so that they can expand a business activity that they're doing so that it makes them enough income to support their family. So we see this as a really great way of making a difference at a global level, not just in the developing world, in the developed world where we're all reasonably well off already, but actually spreading the whole entrepreneurial spirit right across the globe to lift everybody up financially.
Mm-hmm. Now, tell me more about some of the work that your own kids are doing right now, because I know that your kids all have different types of businesses. I know that your one daughter has an internet business. Can you tell me more about that?
Yes, that's... a couple of my daughters have internet businesses, actually. But my daughter, Rachel, who's 12 at the moment, has a website up at the moment called thatinternetgirl.com. And on that website, there's a whole bunch of videos of her with some of the top internet marketing gurus. And what she's done is she's got a professional writer writing an e-book for her on the topic of witchcraft, which is, you may be aware, a sort of hot topic that a lot of people are searching for information about. And she's found someone who's a professional writer and an expert in the area. We went to a conference recently, an internet marketing conference, so that she could get some more information about how to promote this book once it's done. And a lot of the presenters, of course, were fascinated to find a 12-year-old who had a business plan and could speak coherently about this business project that she was doing. So we got some great videos of them talking with her, and she's got them up on her website at the moment.
And what other businesses do your other daughters have on the internet?
Well, Rachel's twin sister, Erin, has an eBay business, and she also has a business where she makes pages for people on a site called Hub Pages. It's not as well known as Squidoo, but it's a similar sort of site. It's a place where you can go and put an article, but not just the words. You can add pictures, you can add videos, you can add RSS feeds, capsules from Amazon and eBay, and all sorts of different technical things. And of course, there's a lot of people who have a business or something to say or something to promote. They want an article out there, but they don't have the first clue, or they just find it too daunting to do all the other technical stuff around it. And you know what kids are like. I mean, they just take to that technical stuff like a duck to water. So she will actually just charge people a little bit of money to put the whole thing together for them so that they don't have to worry about it.
That's fantastic. Now, I know that you're also doing a YouTube competition, an ongoing YouTube competition. So can you tell me more about what the whole competition is based on?
We set this competition up because as we're working on this book, we're going to be profiling young entrepreneurs who started businesses when they were under the age of 16, when they were too young to have a regular job. And some of the people we are profiling are very high-profile people, like, for example, Ben Kasnoka, who started at the age of 13 a software company that actually became a Silicon Valley IPO before he finished high school. We're going to interview people like that, and I also want to choose two young entrepreneurs who are still currently under 16 and have a business, and they will be profiled alongside Ben and other people who have made millions and millions in this book. So as you can imagine, if you're a child and you have a business, it's just such a huge boost. This is going to be published by a major publisher, released globally, so that kind of publicity will be fantastic for their career, whatever they want to do for the rest of their life.
Right.
So what we decided to do to make it easy for kids to enter is they just need to make a video of themselves just talking about their business or showing us something about their business, just a 2-minute video, and upload it to YouTube. And as long as they put the tag on it that says Cash Smart Kids, then when we go and search on YouTube, we'll be able to find their entries.
Now, have you seen some really cool ideas come through yet?
Oh, yeah, we have some gorgeous videos, some of the early ones that have come in. Because obviously there's quite a few people who've decided, yes, I want to do this, but they need to actually get their business up and running before they can make their video. But on my blog, there's a site called raisingentrepreneurs.org, and I have a blog there. And on my blog, I've posted some of these YouTube videos over the last couple of weeks of the early entries that have come in. And I mean, there's a gorgeous little girl there. She's 11. Her name's Rhiannon. And when she talks about her business, she's using the money that she makes from her business to do things like buying her own equipment for school and donating to charity. And it's just that when you watch these videos, you just have great confidence in the next generation that's going to be running the world. There's some really great kids out there.
No, I actually did watch her YouTube video, and she was fantastic. I mean, what a little professional. It really was incredible watching her.
Yeah, I just love watching these videos. I just love seeing what kids can do, because we so underestimate our kids. In our culture, we sort of stick them off in schools and don't expect them to do anything particularly impressive until, you know, they leave school virtually. But, you know, even at 10 and 11 years of age, they have so much capability. And I just love being involved with the kids who are really up to stuff.
No, I think there's probably a very big misconception that it's very difficult to start your own business. But on any level, you can start a business, just like with your own children, just like with these really incredible kids out there. They are starting their own businesses, and they're based on very simple ideas. How can parents encourage their kids to come up with their own business ideas, and how can people get started?
I think the important thing for parents, the first step for parents is for them, for parents to shift their own thinking about children and childhood, because we are trained in our culture to think of children as helpless and dependent, and to think of ourselves as parents as having to provide everything for them. And the most important thing in encouraging kids to be entrepreneurial is actually to think of them as capable. And once you start to think of your kids as capable, then it shifts the dynamic. So when they want a $300 PlayStation or some other major purchase, instead of going, can we afford that or can't we afford it, you'll have a conversation with your child about, okay, how are you going to get that money together to be able to buy that? Let me help you work that out. Here are some of the things that you could do. And it becomes a cooperative process then with your child to help them reach a particular goal.
Now, how did your kids come up, did your kids come up with their own business ideas, or did you help them?
Well, the first one they came up with on their own. They wanted the rats, and rats themselves don't cost a lot of money, but their cages certainly do. And so it was literally, I had that conversation with them. It was going to be a couple of $100 worth of cages and gear for the rats. And I said, well, that's a lot of money. And they said, but we can sell the babies and get that money back if you lend it to us. And I said, oh, okay, so we've got a business proposal here. So how much startup capital will you need, and how much will you get for selling a baby rat, and let's work this out. And they borrowed the startup capital, and they paid interest out of their pocket money on the startup capital until they started to sell the baby rats and had paid all that money back. And once they paid it all back, then they didn't have to pay interest anymore. So it,
oh, that's so sweet. That's adorable. Yeah.
So that was their idea. And then
I love it.
When they got bored with cleaning cages, they got fed up with that after a couple of years, and they didn't want to do the rat business anymore, then I suggested to them that they have a look at some of the things they could do on the internet, because they all spend lots of time on MySpace and Instant Messenger and everything else on the internet anyway. Mm-hmm. And they thought that was great. They've all found something now that appeals to them, and they're happy doing.
Oh, Tony, I think that's wonderful. I love hearing about stuff like this. But, you know, it really is easy to get kids involved with things. I was giving our listeners a tip at the beginning of the show about how simple it is to get your family started with just doing a simple yard sale, letting your kids get involved with, you know, the negotiations that go into running a yard sale and planning it. And, I mean, that's probably the most basic form of business transacting. But, you know, I think these are wonderful ideas. I think kids can really get out there and get involved in more ways than just selling Girl Scout cookies. So, I mean, this is wonderful. Thank you so much. Can you tell us some more websites that people can visit if they're interested in getting involved with this?
Certainly. Well, our Cash Smart Kids website, if people want to find that, it's www.cashsmartkids, and there are dashes between the words. So it's cash-smart-kids.com. And that's where we have a lot of the information about for families about getting kids involved in business and getting them their money skills that they need. And I also have a blog, which is on a site called raisingentrepreneurs.org. And if you put if you go there, you can see the button for the blog, or you can put /blog on the end, and it'll take you straight to the blog. And I mentioned my daughter's website earlier, which is thatinternetgirl.com, and you can put a www on the front of that if you want to, but you don't have to. Now, the other thing that I wanted to say, too, is I do have an interview on the Cash Smart Kids website, which is for our members only, but what I'm going to do is put it out in the public area for the Life Tips listeners only. So for your listeners to this show, if they go to www.cash-smart-kids.com/lifetips. There's a special page there where they can download an audio interview that I've done with an investment consultant whose name is Wayne Jeske. And he's talking about how to get your kids started with a savings program and how to get them started in investing. So that's great information. I was fascinated during that interview, and I'm sure that all the parents that are listening here will get a lot out of that. So if people would like to take advantage of that, they can just pop on over to the site and get that download.
Sounds fantastic, Jenny. And when is your book due out?
It's due out early next year. We're working on it at the moment, and we would love to have input from people, because obviously there's so much information, and when you're coming down into a book that's actually being printed on paper, you have to be very selective about what you put in there. So what we have is, on the Raising Entrepreneurs site, we actually have a place where people can put their email address in if they're interested in the book, and they can actually let us know what are the important areas for them, what are the questions they have, what would they like to see in the book. And every time something happens related to the book, we'll send them an email and let them know so that they can stay in the loop. And I'd love it if anybody, any of your listeners who are interested in this area, would come along and join us and help us to shape the book so that it's really exactly what people are looking for.
That's a great opportunity. I'm sure some of our listeners would be very interested in getting involved with something like that. Now, we always end our show by asking our guests to bring on some tips in their area of expertise. Did you bring some tips with you today?
I certainly did.
Shoot, go ahead.
Okay. What I've done is I've looked at 5 tips that will help people to get their kids going, to give their kids the good attitudes towards money, as simply as possible. So my first tip is, be stingy with the allowances that you give your kids. This can be quite tough, because kids will come back and say, but my friends get this, that, and the other. But we give our girls as an allowance $20 a month, and they're 12 to 15 years old now. And obviously some of their friends are getting a lot more than that, particularly if the parents have split up and are in a sort of a competition. But what we find is, if they have a little bit of money so that they can buy themselves a treat here and there, but not enough that they can buy everything they want, that's what gives them then the best motivation to actually become responsible for their own, meeting their own needs and getting their own income. The other thing, next tip I would say, is never, ever, 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 ever advance your child money against their allowance. So don't give them the money early. If it's due Friday, don't give it to them Tuesday. We actually pay our girls monthly so that they have to plan and budget that money to last for the whole entire month. And if they run out, they know they've run out. Because if you start to give your kids advances against an allowance, you're building in them the habit of spending money while they've got it and then borrowing when they run out. And as adults, the way people do that is with credit cards. And as you can imagine, that kind of a habit and the sort of credit card limits that you can get as an adult can get people into trouble. The third tip would be, encourage your kids to earn money. When they want something, encourage them to earn the money to buy it themselves. And if it's a really large amount of money and you think it's daunting, particularly if your child's a little young, get them to earn a half of it or a quarter of it before you put in the matching money, just so that they start to connect exerting the effort with getting their reward. My fourth tip would be, once your kids are earning money, teach them that they only spend half and they save the other half. And that's just the way life is from the very beginning of their lives. And that's one of the best things you can ever do, is get them into a habit of saving some money. And my fifth tip would be, once they are saving some money, teach them that half of those savings are long-term savings that they are never going to spend. So that money then goes into shares, or it goes into a high-interest